Today we continue on our journey to Jerusalem. On Ash Wednesday, we started at the starting line. We read a story from Luke chapter 9 where it says that Jesus set his face. He was resolute. He was committed. He set his face toward Jerusalem. Today we continue that story in Luke chapter 10. But first, let us ask for the Spirit's help. Let us pray. Loving Lord, you commit yourself to Jerusalem on our behalf. You know that death awaits you. And yet you take the steps that will bring about salvation for humanity. So we walk along with you, Lord. Open our clogged ears that we may hear your voice. Quicken our slow feet that we may follow you. And soften our hearts that we may forgive and be forgiven. And so know the joy of your salvation. Amen. Luke remembers this in chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others, and he sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to him, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town.'" For the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, for the Word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. Jesus has set his face toward Jerusalem. He is on his way to the city that kills the prophet. He's on his way to his death, and he knows it. But here in this story, he sends out 70 in pairs. He sends out 35 groups of two. He sends them out to prepare the way. He sends them to the places, the towns where he intends to go on his way, to make the path on his journey to Jerusalem. That important word, he sends them. Oftentimes when we think about the church, we talk about the church in terms of the sent ones. Just as Jesus sent these early disciples, so Jesus sends us out. sending us to carry a message into the places where God Himself intends to go. But did you notice that as they are sent, did you notice what He tells them to pack? Or actually, in this story, what He tells them not to pack? Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road, He says. But I don't know about you, but when I go on a journey, I usually carry a bag. Oh, and it might be packed with all sorts of things. I carry something to write on, to take notes on when I go somewhere. Oh, and I always try to never leave home without my phone. Let's see. What I, being a preacher, you know, you got it. You always have to carry your Bible. Wonder if you pack a Bible. And I usually carry something, a water bottle or something to drink. My faithful coffee cup goes with me most places. And if I'm going to spend the night, I try to take a towel or something, or if the hotel provides it, so I can clean up. And well, I usually carry my faith with me. But there are some other things down in this bag. There are those things that are sticky, like gum, that stick to me, that cling, the things that I wish I could leave behind, but they always get stuck on the bottom of my shoe and they just won't leave me. Oh, and there's, oh gosh, yeah. If I reach down in here, it's usually buried at the bottom of the bag, but there's all those broken pieces, those strips and bands, those things that hurt. Those are down in there somewhere. That's packed in here too. And yeah, there's always one thing that hogs the bag. Those resentments, those regrets, they take up the most room in the bag. They just really hog the space. It's been mighty cold lately. You might need something to keep you warm. Actually, kind of hot up here. I'm not going to wear that. But all the stuff that we tote around, oh, there's this, in case you need a snack, I always got to have a bar. There's all that stuff we carry around, got to have a power source to charge that phone. That thing just doesn't last all the time. But Jesus tells them not to take all that. Don't take a purse loaded down with your regrets and your resentments, those old hurts that harbor. Don't even pack an extra pair of sandals. Take no bag with you. He really is telling them to pack pretty lightly. Pack light. Don't be so burdened. For the journey ahead is hard. But did you notice that on the journey, Jesus promises that they will be provided for? When you go into a house and you say, "Peace be with this house," if there's someone who shares in your peace, it will rest there or it will return to you. When you go to their table, you sit down and you eat whatever is provided for you. And He even says in those places where you're not welcomed, and you shake your dust off your feet in protest, did you notice that even there is news to be shared? Jesus says in both places, the places where you're welcomed and provided for, and the places where you're thrown out on your ear, The news is the same. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. So if I were to pack a bag to start on this journey, the one thing that Jesus says we need to pack is that message of good news. God's kingdom has come near. God's grace is at hand. God's forgiving love is as close as the next heartbeat. That is what we need to pack. Put away all those resentments, those failures, those wounds that hog the space. All the tattered and brokenness. All that really doesn't matter. Maybe your phone can be a source of a place to share the good news instead of a distraction. If there's any note to be taken, it's the reminder that the kingdom of God is near. Yes, take the scriptures. Yes, take your faith. But all that stuff that clings to the bottom of your feet, that sticks, leave it behind. There'll be enough food. There'll be enough to drink. There'll be a place to wash up. The only power you need is God's power. And God provides warmth, shelter, love. Really, it's a pretty empty bag. Good news. The kingdom of God has come near. The grace of God is for you. As close as your next breath, your next heartbeat. Whether they believe it or not, it's still true. The good news is all you need. So pack lightly and follow Christ on His way to the cross. For it is at that cross that we find good news. To the glory of God. Amen.